Let us dig into some of the things that are affecting that rally, because India certainly has been in the news this year, and India's silver imports to double on demand for solar and investment. Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics. And in today's show, we're going to take a look at some of the recent figures and data affecting India's gold and silver imports and demand. And yes, I might note, I am wearing a slightly gold-colored shirt along with a silver necklace. So with that said, let us dig in and we'll take a quick look at the gold and silver prices before we begin, because here, as of Tuesday night, we see 25.53 in the gold market and 30.37 in the silver market, where we are now. Keep in mind, looking at the December contract, and interesting that we had the big rally earlier this year. Obviously, we've had some pullbacks where a lot of people were concerned, and certainly, if you've been watching how gold and silver trade for the last decade or so, when prices come down at can be a little bit of a daunting feeling, although there we are after everything that's happened, still about $20 off of the all-time high for gold, and rally still intact on this year. So with that said, let us dig into some of the things that are affecting that rally, because India certainly has been in the news this year. And on Friday, note from Reuters here, India's silver imports to double on demand for solar and investment, which certainly is true and noteworthy. Although, as I'll point out in a minute when we take a look at the data, 2022 was that big year. In fact, let's take a look at the data right now. Why wait? And here we go. Here's 2022, where you had 9,600 tons. Basically, I think it was 304 million ounces, dropped off quite a bit last year, 3,500 tons for the whole year. And here we are about midway through. This includes up to June of 2024. So certainly on pace for a big year. And in terms of how that breaks down, here we can see monthly import totals, with the lighter blue line being 2023, and there in the darker blue line, 2024. And you can see started out with a really strong start to the year. Again, in February, had that big 2,200 ton import figure, has come back in quite a bit. And we see the last couple of months here, numbers a bit on the smaller side. So it's a little bit of a lumpy demand, but certainly as we again go back and take a look here, depending on what happens in the second half of the year, possible you could challenge that 9,600 figure, which was a record. Go back a little longer. Here is the long term going back to 1999. And there is that 2022 figure, which you can see as a record. And in terms of whether we could actually hit that this year, again, while I point out that it's not a steady figure each month, although there was something that happened a couple of weeks ago that certainly will have an impact on that. Where are you? And here it is, as India slashes import tax on gold and silver. Had been 15%, was reduced to 6%, lowering import duties, you see, to 6% from 15%. And as we will touch on before we wrap up today, certainly ahead of the festive season, could make quite a difference. So certainly possible that we could reach a similar figure, but let us continue on here, because again, they mentioned silver imports to double this year, nearly double this year versus 2023, 2022, if the record year, if we match that or exceed that. I mean, any of these numbers that we're seeing here, I think, are significant, but just putting that into context. And people are also buying for investment purposes now that the duty cut has made silver more affordable. And due to depleted inventories in 2023, industrial silver buyers have been stockpiling the metal this year to guard against rising prices, said a bullion dealer at a silver importing bank. So that is on the silver side. And we'll have a few more things to touch on there. And actually, here is one more before we move over to gold for a little bit. You can see the Indian price in silver rupees which has set a record this year. Here we have the chart going back to 1980. Many currencies have experienced record gold prices in their relative currencies as well. So obviously with it rallying in US dollars, certainly driving that. And anyway, there you can see the silver price in Indian rupees. And here we had something that also came out on Friday where we heard Peruvian officials mentioning that exports to India set to hit a record high, set to jump 36% from a year ago. And some interesting comments here from Javier Manuel Polonique Velarde, the Peruvian ambassador to India. And he mentions India became the second biggest buyer of Peru's gold, and it should invest in new gold mining projects. India fulfills most of its gold demand through imports, and China, Canada, Mexico, and the US are investing in the Peruvian sector, yet India has not done so despite being a large importer of gold. Mentions we currently have six major gold projects in the investment stage with total buying investment of $7 billion. So, either case, again, you can see that the imports from Peru up 36% versus a year ago. And here we can take a look at the annual India gold imports. And let's click that. Okay, so we're zoomed all the way out. And again, this is as of June data, so about half the way through here. And on pace for another decent year. And is interesting if we flip over to, got a lot of things pulled up here today. But yes, if we flip over to this one, change in G20 central bank gold reserves. It's from the Atlantic Council, and they're getting their data from World Gold Council. So I believe this is likely accurate, and interesting to see that India leading the charge, even ahead of China over the last 3 years. And that is on a percentage basis. So that's another thing that could be affected with that cut in the import taxes. So certainly the possibility that you could get above that 600 or 700 ton mark. And certainly we will keep an eye on that for you as we go through the year. Here is from the World Gold Council that it's nice they actually do have Kavita, who writes about India and also someone who provides a weekly update on what's going on in China. And you hear reduction of gold import duty brought domestic gold prices lower, with year-to-date gains now at 10%. Lower import duty has also reportedly boosted consumer demand ahead of the festive season. Turn strong demand pushed the domestic gold price to a premium relative to the landed price following 5 months of discounts. And as we have mentioned on the show earlier this year, Reserve Bank of India has been adding to their gold holdings. They've repatriated gold from London. And we saw that gold ETFs saw substantial inflows in July, which is another thing that we have talked about here. So, of course, it will be interesting to see what happens with India in the context of the things leading up to the BRICS meeting in October. And was talking with Matt Riley again this morning, and he seems to feel that there will be some sort of announcement at the October meeting. Not necessarily the entire plan, but I'd asked him a couple months ago if he thought they would formally announce something. I think back then he said no, although seems like he is expecting that we may see some sort of official announcement there. So if you have this happening with the lower tax at a festive season, on the other hand, India traditionally a price sensitive buyer, so with gold and silver on the higher side of their recent ranges, more so in gold than silver, but that could be a counteracting factor there. So, but certainly going to be an interesting second half of the year. Now, another thing that has been going on with India, this one is on the silver side. You may have seen that large portion of Indian silver imports were starting to come from the United Arab Emirates based on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement that they had signed. So you had a 15% tax on silver coming from other regions, yet basically they lowered the rate to 9% for the UAE with a 3% value added tax, and that goes down 1% per year. So it was at 12%, then it went to 11%. And I had been wondering, based on the reduction in the tax rates, where that left the UAE agreement. And checked in, and this was from Metals Focus, who, according to what they're saying here, seems like the CEPA with UAE has not been affected. So Basically, the other rates came down, and the UAE is going to stay at the same point, same rate, as they mentioned here, with the import duty outside the CEPA at 15% before the announcement, and under the CEPA 9% and 8% this year, even with the value added of 3%. It's cheaper to get the metal through UAE. Here, moreover, the incentive to source silver from UAE also led to a surge in India's overall silver imports in 2024, and that we saw reflected in that February number I pointed out before. We're here, they call 2250 tons. This is interesting. At one point during March, there was an estimated 1500 tons of silver stocks lying in warehouses in India. This was later slowly drawn down, although not entirely. Consumer demand failed to match the inflow of the metal into the country, so did have some overhang in inventory after that record number. And again, if you go back here to our chart pack, you can see here is where they were getting that inventory. So lower figures here. If that has worn off, then again, we could see higher numbers going throughout the end of the year. And as such, the current duty of 6% on all bullion takes away the benefit that the UAE had enjoyed for the last 2 years. And of course, what is one of the driving factors behind that? Here, India to increase solar panel production to reduce China dependence. This came out a couple of weeks ago. India's Adani Group is planning a 150% increase in the output of solar panels by 2026. And while India's clean power capacity crossed a landmark 200 gigawatts earlier this year, the pace of additions needs to accelerate to achieve the country's green energy target of 500 gigawatts by decade end. And fortunately, we have a handy chart here. Now, they were talking about clean energy. This is solar specifically, yet you see from 14 gigawatts back in 2021 up to 48 in 2023 of reported numbers, some forecasts in the 2024, given that we are not finished with 2024 yet, but you see that basically they're set to double according to these projections, which come from Rystad Energy's Renewables and Power Solution. So, and again, as our Adani Group mentioned here, going higher by 2030, and of course, at least as the projections call for, even higher after that. So from here, from a couple of months ago, we saw India adds record 10 gigawatts of solar capacity in the first quarter of 2024, marking almost a 400% year-over-year increase. And the last one that I wanted to show here, this was coming from the Twitter, kilograms of gold traded on the IIBX monthly. And you see as that has been getting ramped up, the figures picking up there quite a bit. Interesting to note here, while this is not the total gold imported by India by any measure, certainly a good proxy indicator of high imports that are happening. And a similar trend was observed in silver. And here you can see the silver volume traded on the IIBX. So, either case, some things happening in India. Again, that's on top of their central bank gold imports, central bank gold purchases, and also the repatriation of the gold and the fact that they are part of the BRICS. And hopefully this helps to put some things in context, give you a few things to keep an eye on. Of course, if you hit the subscribe button and that notification bell, we can keep you posted on this as we go forward in the months ahead. And lastly, just in wrapping up, did want to thank First Majestic Silver, who brought us this video today. First Majestic had their earnings out about 3 weeks ago now it was, and certainly, it's been a tough couple of quarters following everything that happened with Jerritt Canyon last year. Fortunately, they did have some discovery results and exploration results at Santa Elena. And again, a key thing is going to be bringing down costs in the second half of the year, which is in some senses underway with the new water source at La Encantada and also getting San Dimas production back up online after a tough quarter there. Some of the things to keep an eye out for, but either case, going to wrap up for today. Appreciate you being here and watching, and we will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.